Welcome to the Creative Incubator, a podcast where we talk about the story and creative journey of various designers from different fields. I'm your host, Lad Gutierrez.
In our daily life, we experience how graphic design is effective. So, for example, sa tuwing nag-start nga ako ng logo design session ko, pinapahanap ko sila ng mga logos na nakapaligid sa kanila. And then, you know, just by looking at these logos, we already have a subconscious idea of, you know, what the brand is about. You know, that's how effective graphic design is. We are using the visual perception of people to, you know, send a message not just through words but through feelings as well.
Gemery Bucalbos is a graduate of Multimedia Arts who started her career as a web developer. Now, she is a creative marketing specialist working with clients around the world and claiming to be a jack of all trades. Generalist in all types of media like video editing, 3D designs, and illustrations. In this episode, we talk about good design and bad design, how do designs become an effective form of communication, how to communicate with your designs, and many more. This is episode 13, and here's Gemery Bucalbos.
Hi, I'm Gemery Bucalbos, and you're listening to Creative Incubator. Stick around and enjoy this episode!
Hi, Gem! Welcome sa Creative Incubator.
Hi, Lad! I'm very happy to be here. Grabe, so exciting.
Yes, actually, it's my privilege na mag-guest ka dito sa Creative Incubator. Ang tagal na kitang nakikita before sa ano pa yon, sa Social Media Academy, if you remember. Nakalimutan ko lang kung anong batch ako noon tsaka kung anong year yon. Pero doon kita unang nakita. Then, yun nga, ni-refer ka sa akin ni Sir Roland, which is ano yung guest natin few episodes ago.
For me, it's an honor to be here as well. And I'm very happy that Sir Roland recommended me and introduced me to this show. So I actually listened to the first 10 episodes that you've released. And it's very interesting. Sobrang yung idea of yung bliss space, yung the space where you really just relax, you don't think about anything. Sobrang nakakatuwa kasi may mga time, syempre as a creative, we really have this na parang work ka ng work, tapos parang iniisip, ano pa ba itong ginagawa ko? Masaya pa ba ako dito? Tapos that's when you really go to that bliss space of yours na hindi mo kailangan isipin kung maganda ba yung ginagawa mo, basta nag-enjoy ka sa ginagawa mo. And I think ako personally, I probably need to practice that more. So yun, medyo nakakatuwa talaga.
Actually, yun din nga talaga. Yun yung pinakanagustuhan ko dun sa concept na yun. Kasi ito, tulad na ito, nag-uusap lang tayo para tayong nagkikwentuhan. Meron tayong topic na pinag-uusapan. Pero parang tayo mismo, as a freelancer, tapos as a graphic designer din, nagpapahinga tayo sa totoong work natin through the conversation na ginagawa natin. And even sa mga listeners natin, ganun din sila. Ha? Pero before we move on sa topic natin, Gem, can you please introduce yourself sa mga listener natin and tell us more about what you do?
Okay, so I'm Gemery Bucalbos. I actually graduated Multimedia Arts from De La Salle College of St. Benilde. And fun fact, my first job is as a web developer, but now I'm actually an assistant team leader for a business process outsourcing business, Straight Arrow. We work with multiple clients all over the world, and currently for the past 5 years, I've been working with a UK client, and it's a super privilege to be working with them. I enjoy experimenting with a lot of media. For example, one of the latest that Adobe released is Adobe Dimension, pero right now may bagong 3D set sila eh. Pero I really enjoy exploration, various media, lalo na yung mga nilalabas ni Adobe na tools. Pero currently may non-Adobe tools din ako na pinag-experimentuhan, like yung Vroid Studio for easy 3D, if you're familiar with VTubers, ganyan. Mm-hmm. So yun, I really just enjoy creating and exploring, experimenting. And aside from really doing design as a problem solving for my clients, I also enjoy like the art side of it na to express myself naman. So yun, sobrang medyo matatawag ko sarili ko medyo jack of all trades, and mm-hmm. That's actually both a good thing and a bad thing. I mean, like, you know, May maraming nagsasabi kasi na tips na it's better if you specialize. So yan din, yan yung isang topic din talaga na madalas binabasa ko, yung the debate between specialization and general, being a generalist, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Pero for me, right now, I'm a generalist in almost all types of media, digital media. So I do video editing, I do 3D as needed, I do 2D illustrations, but mostly right now, layout, especially for social media, books, posters, and almost for marketing. I deliver marketing collaterals for my clients mostly.
Yeah, pero I think it's not bad naman, no? Kasi if I remember correctly, sabi ni Sir Roland sa episode namin, you should be, kasi marami tayong ano, may mga tao, sa mga graphic designer, marami tayong gustong gawin eh, di ba? Pero parang nasabi niya doon na should be a jack of all trades, master of some. Di ba? Kumbaga parang okay lang naman na marami kang ginagawa, pero at least kahit pa paano, meron kang master or meron kang masteral na topic or meron kang ginagawa na master mo talaga. Diba? Okay lang na marami kang ginagawa na mga iba't ibang, lalo na multimedia arts, ang ano mo, diba? Ang pinagtawag lang yung industry na ginagalawan mo ngayon. Pero from a web designer or web developer, nag-start ka as a web developer, diba? How was it transitioning, or ano yung transition phase mo papunta sa kung ano yung ginagawa mo ngayon?
Okay, so balik tayo siguro 10 years ago nung college ako. may ganun talaga. Ano, nung college kasi ako, so sige, balik tayo medyo mas malayo pa, high school. Kasi siguro yung listeners natin, all ages naman eh. So yeah. Nung high school kasi ako, what I really wanted to do was to become a comic artist. So dyan tayo nagsimula, mag-drawing ng anime. And at the same time, fashion designer. Kasi syempre yung anime, yung mga familiar nating listeners, magaganda yung design, character design, yung mga damit. So, aside from drawing anime, yung mga damit din ng nila, gusto ko rin i-drawing. So, more of, nag-start talaga ako, nag-i-illustrate ako ng mga anime na may mga experimental damit din, ganyan. Pero, nung naghahanap na ako ng course, nung college ako, of course, in life, we have to think about which, yung, lalo na yung high school, yung mga nakikinig na high school dito, pag-iisipan nila ano ba yung course nila. So, one of the things na kailangan ko talagang isipin nun is kikita ng pera. I mean, medyo madami nag-discourage sa akin at that point in my life na wag ako mag-arts, kasi meron pa rin talaga dito sa atin sa Pilipinas na kasabihan na walang pera yung art na yan. Pero ako, being a bit stubborn that I am, I'm very lucky na I met someone in DeviantArt. So it's a website, art website, na madami ring drawing na anime. So I met someone there na currently, nung time na yun, high school ako, siya college, and nag-aaral siya sa St. Benilde na multimedia arts din. So I'm very lucky that I met this person, kasi I was able to ask this person, paano ka kumikita ng pera? I mean, she seemed really talented, and then she actually does commission. So I know there's money in there. So that's how I started, and then she told me that she's studying in St. Benilde, she's taking multimedia arts. I could take a tour of the school if I wanted to. And then that's how I discovered St. Benilde and Multimedia Arts. So, nagustuhan ko yung school nung nagpunta ako. And then, yung next naman dun is, syempre, problema pa rin talaga yung pera. So, kailangan kasi medyo mahal yung tuition fee. Pero I'm very lucky na after my first year of college, na-realize ko may scholarship si St. Benilde na nag-o-offer silang financial assistance. So, ano naman, I'm very lucky na nakuha ko din yung financial assistance na yun, and I was able to graduate. And then in the span of my stay in St. Benilde, bilang multimedia arts yung course ko, of course, I also encountered different teachers, different professors, who gave me different feedback about my work. And then before graduating, one of the professors told me that although I can lay out websites, I was better at coding them. So I was better daw at developing websites. So that's how I actually started affected na parang, oh, so mas talented pala ako sa pag-dev. So bakit hindi na lang ako mag-dev? So I was very lucky na may opening din naman na ng web developer ako na natanggap ako. Pero actually, parang ano din siya, parang fate din siya. Kasi sa totoo lang, hindi lang din naman web developer yung in-applyan ko nung time na yun after ko mag-graduate ng college. I also applied for graphic designer talaga yung unang-una kong mga in-applyan. Pero bilang I was told nga na I was also good at coding, nag-apply din ako sa mga web development job. And dun ako natanggap. Kaya yun yung naging first job ko. So parang in ano din, series of events din talaga siya. And I think yun, as a creative, it's very important for us na, although syempre wag lang lagi go with the flow, pero we have to keep an open mind then to opportunities that comes to us. So parang although hindi siya yung first choice talaga na maging web dev ako, I took it because I needed a stepping stone to earn money and to save up. Na, which is I think, lalo na ngayong pandemic, a lot of creatives are still struggling with that. And then yun, after ko maging web developer for 2 years, so ito na yung sinasabi ko nung before nag-recording tayo na yung kwento ko about my quarter life crisis. So yan, that's after 2 years of being a web developer, I experienced that quarter life crisis where I was questioning if I really like what I was doing, what should I stay here, what should be my next steps. And then during that time, I was very lucky to be introduced naman to HubSpot. It's a free, well, they offer free certifications, but it's actually a very, very, sobrang ano siya, broad na platform, si HubSpot. Marketing platform talaga siya, but they also offer like free certifications for marketing. So I was very lucky to get introduced to HubSpot and to their free certifications, their free videos on marketing. And then I realized marketing is also an interesting, you know, thing to do. Kasi bilang web developer ako, may mga marketing department din kasi. Although ako nasa business development department ako, I was maintaining the website of the company. May nakaka-work ko din yung mga marketers dun sa company na yun. And then naisip ko parang okay din naman ginagawa nila. And yun, while I was learning HubSpot, na-realize ko parang this is also something I can do. Parang masaya rin siya, something different to from, you know, web developing. So yun, after ko matutunan yung HubSpot, I actually applied for marketing jobs. So after I became a web developer, I actually became a marketing manager. So, oh, di ba? Sobrang iba nung field naman.
Parang ang layo ng ano, ng gap nung ano nun.
Yeah, but I think it was a good leap for me. So realizing now. Pero ayan, sige, tuloy natin yung kwento. Para total, ano naman eh, how did I get here? O, di ba? Parang, kasi, piniko yung mga listeners natin, if you're experiencing the same na iniisip nyo, gusto nyo tumalon sa ibang field, pero feeling niya super layo, don't be afraid to start from scratch or to, you know, parang begin again. Kasi it would be difficult. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say that it was easy. Kasi ito nga, so nung naging marketing manager ako, actually, 7 months lang ako tumagal sa work na yun. O, diba? So hindi siya ganun kadali. But I would say that those 7 months, that experience are still helping me until now with what I'm doing right now. So 7 months, I was a marketing manager. I was like a one-man team. Marketing manager yung job title ko, pero minamanage ko lang yung sarili ko. So it was really difficult. And then I was also experiencing some personal difficulties in my life. Kasi nung year na nagpalit ako ng work, yun din yung year na na-diagnose yung kapatid ko actually of colon cancer. So di ba sobrang dami nangyayari sa personal life. Like may quarter life crisis ako. Tapos may family also needs me. Ganyan, may financial needs. So super daming nangyayari. So yun, pero I'm very lucky din naman that there are also people who supported me. So yung 7 months na nagstay ako sa marketing manager, pero medyo nade-depress na rin ako kasi sobrang hirap niya talaga. Parang yung feeling kasi na pumapasok ako araw-araw, pero kasi one month team ako, so kailangan ko rin magpunta from, example, from Ortigas, I need to commute to Resorts World, or from Ortigas to Market Market, tapos kailangan mag-in out. Do you know the usual thing na if you're an employee, may in out, tapos pag hindi ka nag-in and out ng tamang oras sa opisina, hindi ka makakasweldo ng buo. So, you know, I experienced all that. And it was really hard, but I was lucky that when I told my mom na despite may mga family problems kami, sabi ko, I think gusto mo na magpahinga from working. Kaya ba natin? And then, sabi ng mama ko, ikaw bahala. May savings ka naman. So, gamitin mo na lang muna. So, I was lucky na, you know, hindi naman niya ako pinagalit. Ano bang ginagawa mo? I mean, alam mo yon, hindi naman niya ako nasumbatan. I'm very lucky. Yeah, supportive siya. So, yon, December of that year. Hindi ko na hinintay masyado yung 13th month eh. Nag-resign na ako. And then, I was jobless for 3 months. So, I was jobless from January, February, March, April. Actually, hindi pala 3 months. Mga four months siya. Kasi I got a new job May na. So, parang mga almost 5 months. Yeah. May one ako nag-start sa new work. So, yeah, 4 months, ganyan. So, I was in that 4 months. Actually, naglaro na. Aside sa paglalaro, those are the months then na I actually met Melissa Profeta from Social Media Academy. So I joined her, I met her by joining her FB group about social media marketing. And yun nga, I came fresh from a job as a marketing manager. So I have experience naman, kahit 7 months lang yun. That 7 months really taught me a lot. And yeah. Even now, even if nagre-reflect ako, nahirapan ako pero sinasabi ko sa sarili ko, no regrets naman. Kasi ang dami ko naman din talagang natutunan in that 7 months. You know, may mga time umiiyak. Umiiyak talaga ako sa harap ng boss ko noong time na yon kasi sobrang nahirapan ako. Pero, you know, looking back, there was a lot of learnings there. So, ayun, sa mga fellow creatives and listeners natin na, you know, nahihirapan ngayon, damdamin niyo yung hirap ngayon, pero sa future, you can look back and then, you know, just remember all the learnings. And, you know, parang today, for example, I actually created a post thinking my past self for not giving up. So, yun, parang someday you'll thank yourself for it, for not giving up, for really fighting and, you know, doing your best to stay strong, ganyan. So, yun. So, yung time na yun, nung walang work in that 4 months, although most of the time I was actually playing games, a lot of games, I, syempre may time naman din na mag-social media ka and, you know, pwede ka sumali sa FB groups gaya ng ginawa ko. And for me, it wasn't a big deal for me na nagko-comment lang, literal na nagko-comment lang ako sa mga nagki-question sa FB group. Sinasagot ko lang based on my experience and based on my what I know without actually any expectation. I was just really doing it to I think keep the knowledge fresh para lang hindi ko masabi na yung 7 months ng buhay ko na sayang kasi nga ano eh sobrang hirap talaga medyo yung time na yon na nung hindi pa talaga ako nakaka-move on nung sa paghihirap parang syempre we're trying to find a silver lining dun sa pinagdaanan na yon, so which is kumapit ako sa learnings. And well, in that 7 months kasi I got to work with Liza Soberano din naman. Wow. So it's really not all that bad. To be honest, medyo ano lang talaga for someone who was experiencing a lot of emotions. Mm-hmm. It was really tough and yon, parang naging ano ko talaga, naging one of my ways to express myself and to really probably just prove to myself na may natutunan ako is to share my knowledge by commenting my answers to those questions. Na I always have a disclaimer na this is based on my experience. Kasi syempre, di ko pa naman pwede masabi before na expert ako dun eh. Kasi parang ano nga eh, kakagaling ko lang sa breakdown eh. So yun. Pero yun nga, I was discovered by Melissa Profeta. She reached out to me that she said she saw I was very active in sharing what I know. Would I be interested in teaching. So, ako naman, bilang wala naman akong work nung time na yun, medyo hindi naman ako pinipressure to, you know, find a job agad-agad. Although, mm-hmm. syempre, naghahanap din naman ako ng job nung time na yun. I took it. And then, yun, nagsabay-sabay na I got in Social Media Academy and then I also got in Straight Arrow that year. And then, sa Straight Arrow, finally, I became a graphic designer. So, I got the job that I wanted. So, medyo madaming pinagdaan ng path, no, bago naging graphic designer. Mm-hmm. And then, with my experience in Social Media Academy, doing videos and then getting approached by, kasi nga yung platform ni Social Media Academy, di ba, you can email the speakers directly. So I was getting email queries and I was able to answer. It built my confidence in teaching. So when an opportunity opened up then na Creative Nation Academy reached out to employees of Straight Arrow if anyone was willing to become a professor or a part-timer for teaching what we do, I took it. So, yun, my first lesson in Creative Nation Academy is conceptual logo design. So, I was able to teach yung one of the first universities na tinuruan ko, is yung Angeles University. And, you know, I didn't really plan it out that way. It just happened that way. And I think, you know, looking back, I'm very thankful for myself for taking all these opportunities. And, you know, parang gawin muna natin bago tayo mag-isip na may masamang mangyayari. Parang ganun yung naging, well, siguro yung ganun yung iniisip ko nung time na yun, looking back. Parang I was so unafraid despite, you know, experiencing the difficulties, or hindi naman siguro sobrang walang takot, pero siguro medyo malakas lang yung loob kasi mm-hmm. I guess I was really supported din naman by the people around me. So yung support system din talaga is, I think it's a really, really big help. And ayun nga, may mga listener siguro tayo na walang support system or hindi nila masyadong marandaman yung support system. My advice would be, for now, you yourself would have to be your own support system, and it would be hard, but sometimes we just have to be our own cheerleader. We have to, you know, be our own supporter and believe in ourselves and in what we want to do. Ganyan. So, yun, that's how I got to be, you know, doing graphic design work and then all the while teaching. Medyo sana may natutunan. Parang ano siya, feeling ko nga pag nag-look back ako, pwede nasulat sa maalaala mo kayo.
pang story na talaga eh. No? Pero yun yung na-realize ko sa story mo, no? Na parang there's always a reason kung saan ka napupunta. Kumbaga parang yung mga ginagawa mo ngayon, it's because of your past experiences eh. Yung mga opportunity na pumapasok sa iyo ngayon, kaya mo na siyang tanggapin. Sabi mo nga, malakas yung loob mo. Kasi parang somehow, na-experience mo na siya before. Kumbaga parang meron ka ng idea about it eh. Kahit hindi ba ganun ka-grand yung idea mo about it or yung experience mo. At least, you know the basics. Diba? Kumbaga parang, paano mo malaman kung ano yung i-improve mo kung hindi mo siya susubukan? Diba?
Totoo. Parang it's that little step forward na magugulat tayo sa sobrang liit ng step na yon, pero pag tumalikod ka, tiningnan mo kung saan ka nanggaling, ang layo na pala ng pinanggalingan.
True.
Mo. So, yun.
Mm-hmm. Pero yun nga, going back sa ano natin, no, sa topic natin about graphic design, ito nga, nasabi mo na na you're into graphic designing na rin and nagluturo ka na rin sa ibang mga students. Eh, no? For you, ano yung good design and what is bad design?
So to answer that question, let's start with defining what is design. Kasi for me, design is really about problem solving. It's about giving a solution sa problem nung client mo. If you're designing for a client or if you're designing for yourself, you're going to have to think na ano ba yung gusto mong sabihin or mensahe through your design.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, a good design is a design that is a straightforward, hindi mo na, well, ano siya, depende kasi for me, most of my clients are corporate clients. So they actually need straightforward design based on their branding. So for me, a good design is something that solves problems. So for me, yung mga kailangan ng client ko is designs na communicate what their product is about and why their product should be chosen. So yan yung mga madalas na kailangan ko i-solve na visual problem. So ganung mga design yung kailangan kong gawin. So for me, good design is solving all those questions. And then for me, bad designs are designs that are prone to miscommunication. Yung parang may mga double meaning. Kasi like, this is my definition for me, based on my experience. Kapag, for example, yung client mo, yung reputation kasi nila is sort of connected to what you're designing. So if your design is misinterpreted in a wrong way, yung client mo din damay eh. So for example, yung sabi natin minsan hindi sinasadya pero may green meaning yung na-design natin. It may mga some brands will ride it as a meme ganyan. They would be lighthearted. Pero some of the more serious clients will really ano parang get not just get mad, baka nga hindi ka na i-hire ulit. So parang it's some brands their reputation are a big deal. So for me, bad design talaga is kapag nasira mo yung reputation ng client mo dahil lang na misinterpret yung design mo. Parang medyo worst case scenario in terms of bad design, but yeah, that's I think that's how I would define it.
Yeah. So parang basically rin na ang design is we communicate our message or yung message sa mga clients natin sa mga audience nila through communication, parang ganun, or yung mga message nila, 'di ba? Pero ayun nga rin no, pag kumbaga parang sa bad design, nagkakaroon ng miscommunication yung pagkakaintindi ng mga audience sa message ng brands na ginagawa nila through graphic design. Pero how can you say that a graphic design is an effective form of communication?
For me, meron ngang kasabihan na parang an image says 1,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
So parang for me, an effective graphic design is if you are able to arrange or manipulate that image na yun agad, kung ano agad yung mensahe na gusto mong sabihin, makikita agad nila. Like for me, that's very effective. And may mga graphic design concepts naman na we can use, like yung mga minimalism, ganyan. Or if, for example, the message is, for example, yung mga rock band, hindi mo naman magagamit na minimalist masyado pag rock band kasi they're very expressive. So, yan sila. Sila yung mga medyo maximalism naman yung mga theory na na-apply sa kanila. So, for me, yung graphic design, it's very effective kasi it stirs up the viewer's emotion as well. So, parang kung titingnan mo, sobrang iba nung feeling mo. Pag tumingin ka, for example, sa sobrang white na wall, alam mo na medyo either nasa corporate office ka kapag nakita mo na may white wall versus kapag, for example, nasa isa kang skate park na sobrang daming colorful graffitis. So sobrang sa emotion, sa psychology ng tao, natin mismo bilang designer, nararamdaman kasi natin yung difference dun eh. So parang si graphic design na mini-make use niya na talaga yung parang built-in psychology na meron yung humans, yung from sa mata natin, na nakakonect kasi talaga sa brain. And then, ano talaga siya? Sobrang in our daily life, we experience how graphic design is effective. So for example, sa tuwing nag-start nga ako ng logo design session ko, pinapahanap ko sila ng mga logos na nakapaligid sa kanila. And then, you know, just by looking at these logos, we already have a subconscious idea of, you know, what the brand is about. Mm-hmm. Parang, for example, when you look at Android and Apple, meron nga agad different feeling and you already form your subtle opinion eh, just by looking at their logo. So, you know, that's how effective graphic design is. We are using the visual perception of people to, you know, send a message, not just through words, but through feelings as well. So, yeah, yung mga colors din talaga mismo na, you know, we're surrounded by nature, by different colors. Kahit meron yung nakikitang quote na God is a designer, yung sabi. Kasi even around nature, we are surrounded by, you know, a graphic design or graphic form of communication. Ganyan.
Ang galing lang rin, no? Kasi even without words or even sentences, naiintindihan natin yung message na sinasabi ng mga brands. Diba? Hindi man yung exactly message, pero it evokes yung feelings or emotions na gusto nilang iparating sa atin, eh, di ba? Na kahit wala pa tayong basahin, makita lang natin yung elements na ginagamit nila, makita lang natin yung mga colors na ginagamit nila. Doon pa lang nalalaman na natin kung ano ba yung message or feelings na gusto nilang iparating sa atin, eh, di ba? Kaya tama kayo, there's also a part or a psychological part, 'di ba, ng sa mga graphic design na pag nakita pa lang natin, alam na natin agad kung ano yung meaning. 'Di ba? Kasi daming ganyan eh, nakikita ko nga rin sa mga colors. Pag nakakita ka ng color red, ganito yung mga ibig sabihin, anger, love, or minsan ano, Valentine's Day, mga ganyan, or iba-iba yung nagiging ano, nagiging iba-iba rin yung perception ng iba't ibang tao. Pero paano pala yun, no? Kasi when we're using colors or when choosing a color for our brand, psychologically, yun ang pinipili natin kung ano yung ibig sabihin ng mga colors na yun. Pero, madalas, ganito yung nangyayari, nagkakaroon ng opposite meaning yung isang color. Diba nga, nababanggit ko kanina, color red. For me, kunwari, ibig sabihin sa akin ng red is anger, blood, or parang war. Pero, kung tatanungin mo ibang tao, ang iisipin nila, love, heart. Parang ang opposite, diba? War tapos may love. What can you say about it?
I think dyan na talaga papasok yung mga marketing aspect naman of being a graphic designer. So dito talaga ako naging thankful na nag-aral ako ng marketing. So in marketing, we have this term called buyer persona. So of course, before you, well ba, may lumapit sa yung brand na nagpapagawa ng logo, before you even start designing for that brand, you need to interview the brand, the client, na who are the people that you want to support your brand. Kasi yung in terms, for example, yung sample mo sa colors, iba ang meaning ng red for male and female. I mean, you know, you cannot really generalize, pero alam natin na based on experience, parang syempre if halimbawa the target audience are romantics, ganyan, they will see red as more of about love, mm-hmm, and romance, ganyan. Pero for example, if the target audience our soldiers, red could have a totally different meaning from them. Kasi, for example, red is ano, color of blood, eh, na which is, mm-hmm, you know, exposed yung soldiers dyan. So, it will evoke a different set of emotion for them. So, for me, you know, yung ano talaga, you need, designing, don't just design for the sake of designing. You need to get to know who you are designing for, and you know, really what problem are you trying to solve with your design. Yun. So, mm-hmm, parang dyan talaga pumapasok din yung the debate about art versus design. So, dyan, parang pansin mong hili ka magbasa about debates ng kung ano-ano. Pero yun, parang that's really the difference between art and design. So, kasi si art, you're doing it to express yourself and you're more free to really just do art, just draw. No one has the right to judge you if you're, yeah, doing art in a sense. But in design, medyo you're opening yourself up to judgment talaga when it comes to design. Kasi you are creating this design to be consumed in a sense by the viewers. Yeah. You are designing because you want to tell a certain message. You want people to buy this brand. You want people to support this cause. So, sobrang ano talaga, sobrang designing, may parang yung iba iniisip, madali lang naman mag-design. Pero sa totoo, there's a lot of thinking that goes into, mm-hmm, design talaga.
Problem solving talaga siya kasi, no? Tsaka yun nga, tama ka nga rin eh na, yes, we have a message na gusto nating sabihin, pero dapat we make sure na when we are creating a design, we are designing for the right audience. Para mas ano, kasi minsan doon nagkakaroon ng misunderstanding or ng miscommunication eh, na pag hindi naman tayo yung target audience ng ano, ng mga brands or ng graphic, ng design, talagang magkakaroon ng miscommunication. Hindi natin malalaman kung ano yung tawag dito, kung ano yung ibig sabihin nila. Meron nga akong na-encounter before. Familiar ka ba sa ano, yung tawag dito? Yung, nakalimutan ko yung title, yung Looney Tunes, pero yung kay LeBron James.
Pero Space yung, Jam?
Yung Space Jam, oo. Pero di ba kasi dati meron ng ano yun, meron ng version, yung first version kay Michael Jordan pa nun before. Ngayon, ang dami daw, ano, ang dami nagreklamo kasi parang hindi maganda daw yung pagkakadesign pang bata daw. Diba? Doon pa lang nalang, ay, hindi tayo yung audience. So, kasi, syempre, dahil yung mga adults na kasi, napanood natin yung Space Jam before, which is pambata. Bata pa tayo nun eh. Eh, ngayon tumanda na tayo, hindi na tayo somehow yung magiging target nun. Kasi, hindi na yun yung design na gusto natin eh. Gusto natin yung mas ano eh. Mas, siguro, ako, mas gusto ko yung mas teke na, mas ano na, mas pang-adult na talaga yung design, hindi na masyadong cartoonish, di ba? So, dun ko talaga na-realize na, ay, hindi, bata talaga yung audience nitong Space Jam, kaya pang-cartoon talaga yung design. Kaya, hindi ako magreklamo kung pangit man yung design niyan, kasi, very subjective yung pangit or maganda sa atin eh, di ba? So, hindi ko masasabi na, hindi lang talaga ako yung target audience nun, kaya hindi ko siya magugustuhan. Example lang yun, pero gusto ko yung Space Jam.
Yeah, context talaga. Like, which is, minsan tayong mga designer, pag nakikita natin yung work naman ng fellow designer natin, hindi din pwede na sobrang bilis natin mag-judge. Like, here in social media, makikita talaga natin na may minsan mag-share ng logo design, tapos proud siya kasi nagustuhan ng client niya, pero hindi may iwasan may magko-comment. Ang pangit naman yan. Yeah. Pero, I mean, for me, ito din, bilang social media marketer din ako, guys, be careful naman din sa comments nyo. I mean, the thing is, aside from na hindi lang yung designer itself na you are hurting if you leave negative comments like that, pero in the long run, you might also be hurting yourself and your ability to be hired. Kasi syempre, pag nakita ng ibang clients yun, paano pag nagustuhan pala ng potential client yung design na yun, tapos ikaw sinabi mo, pangit, di ba? So parang hindi ka na niya i-consider na i-hire. So, yeah. Pero yon, in terms of if a design is good or bad, we really have to look behind, you know, behind the design, the context.
Yep.
And this is why it's also important na when you have a portfolio, you include a case study in your design. Na how did you come up with this idea? What were your thought process? So yon, sobrang daming steps ng pagiging designer. Pero, yeah. Fulfilling naman siya. Masaya naman siya.
Tsaka ano kasi dapat eh, kumbaga parang sa design kasi, well, sabi na nga rin natin that design is a problem-solving form, di ba? Kumbaga parang somehow kasi dapat objective pa rin eh. Objective in a sense na we follow kung ano yung design brief. Diba? Hindi lang dahil sa, ito yung gusto ko eh, ito yung favorite color ko eh. Ito yung design na maganda para sa akin eh. Yes, para sa'yo, pero how about for your audience, for your brand, 'di ba? Is it match ba? Parang ganun, 'di ba? So ako kasi naniniwala talaga ako na walang maganda at walang pangit na design. Only good and bad design. 'Di ba? Kasi 'yun, tama, maganda yung sinabi mo ang meaning ng good and bad design kanina. As long as talaga na you communicate ng tama as naiintindihan ng audience mo, it's a good design. So, aesthetically, yes, important siya, pero mas important yung objective side of it.
Yes, yes.
Ayun. So, eto naman, may nabasa rin kasi ako about etong design, no? Gusto ko lang rin malaman, ano ba yung pinagkaiba ng graphic design tsaka ng visual communication?
So, visual communication is like the bigger circle.
Oh.
Kumbaga kung may circle tayo, kung may graph tayo, si visual design, siya yung mas malaking bilog. Si graphic design, nasa loob siya ng visual communication. Mm. So, graphic design is part of visual communication. And visual communication, it includes like a lot of other things. Kasi visual communication may film, may movies. Mm-hmm. Yan, visual communication lahat yan. Pero si graphic design, it's one part of a visual communication. So graphic design, usually it has posters under it, social media post under it, the static ones mostly. So yan yung graphic design. Pero actually ngayon, na-generalize na rin siya. Like yung mga nababasa ko sa mga group, FB groups din na hiring graphic designer pero dapat marunong mag-video editing. Ganyan. So minsan na-generalize na rin na si graphic design, visual artist din. Pero I think it's better to be specific here naman na if you're hiring someone for a position, evaluate nyo muna yung lahat. This is a tip naman na for those who are hiring naman who will look for a multimedia arts or a graphic designer, multimedia designer or a graphic designer. Na read the job, create a job description first before, you know, putting what you are hiring for. Kasi graphic designers, usually they would know the static. Yung expectation of a graphic designer is posters, static posters. Or kung may konting motion graphics man, very basic man. Like, you really can't expect them, like, if you say the word graphic designer, don't expect them na magaling sa visual effects ng After Effects na marunong sila na yung green screen magagawa nilang Space City, ganyan. Parang ano siya, in terms of job description, pag graphic designer, you need to be specific na static designs yung expected mong output from them. Pag may medyo kailangan na ng video, then that means you probably need a multimedia designer. Yeah. So yun, I think hindi sila different in a sense na sobrang magkahiwalay na category si visual communication at si graphic design. Pero mas bigger part of the idea lang si visual communication, and graphic design is a visual communication tool actually.
Ganun pala siya, no? So hindi siya totally magkaiba in a way, pero hindi siya totally magkaiba. Parang ganun yung sense ni visual communication tsaka ni graphic design. Pero speaking of communication na rin, no, since tinatawag nga natin tong visual communication or graphic design is a problem solving form of communication, kailangan ba in real life magaling tayo makipag-communicate para masabi natin that we can communicate with our design?
For me, communication is a must-have soft skill. Tinatawag siyang soft skill, pero hindi talaga siya soft kasi important siya. For me, I agree na you need to be good in communicating as a person so that you can also create good design. Kasi, as I've mentioned, you need to dig deeper sa what is your client, you know, what does your client want. You need to be able to talk to your client first. Kasi may minsan, dyan din mapasok yung mga experience ng mga iba nating freelancer friends na sinasabi nila, may na-experience ako before actually, sinasabi niya, nakapag-present na ako ng 50 logo design dito, bakit ba wala pa rin siyang ma-approve? Mm-hmm. And actually, I think hindi naman yung design yung problem ni graphic designer, kasi magaling na siyang designer, super galing niya. Naging middleman ako ni client tsaka nitong si designer na to, kasi hinire ako as a marketer. So, 'di ba, middleman si marketer. So, nung nakita ko yung design, tas kinakausap ko rin si client, na-realize ko hindi kasi nag-offer si graphic designer na gawa ng mock-up yung logo designs niya. So, hindi ma-visualize ni client mismo kung ano ba magiging itsura nito pag naging part na ng packaging ko tong logo na to. So, hindi pala nila napag-usapan yun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung nangyari, when I realized that, sabi ko kay graphic designer, gawan mo ng mock-up yung, mamili ka sa 50 design mo, ano ba yung tatlong design na gusto mong i-push talaga kay client, tas gawan mo ng mock-up. Tas yun, nakinig naman siya sa akin, gumawa siya ng mock-up, yun, pinakinig niya kay client. And then from there, they were actually able to move forward with the project na nasabi na ni client na, sige, ito yung gusto ko pero konting improvement pa. And then we were able to close the project. So, it's one example na we need to be good communicators. Like, hindi talaga, in a sense na, pag hindi ka marunong mag-communicate, hindi ka na magaling na graphic designer. Pero kailangan natin yung skill na yun. Because we're going to be working with other people as mm-hmm. graphic designers. Na we're not graphic designers for ourselves unless, syempre, ikaw, entrepreneur ka ng sarili mo. So, syempre, designer mo na rin sarili mo. Pero, you know, as dadating sa point ng life ng isang graphic designer na we have to work with other people. So, we really need to hone our communication skills as well.
Mm-hmm. Tsaka it makes things clear din eh. Sa between the client tsaka between the graphic designer. Kasi, syempre, we need to ask questions din sa ano eh, sa mga clients natin para mas ma-translate natin yung gusto nilang gawin or yung gusto nilang design into visual design or sa graphic design ng mga gagawin natin. Kasi, for example, gusto ni client, gusto ko itsura ang feeling nito is happy. Tapos ikaw, pag hindi mo siya tinanong, parang mag-iisip ka lang, ano yung happy? Parang bahala ka na, subjective na lang kung ano yung ibig sabihin para sa akin ng happy, yun na lang yung gagawin ko. Pero kung tatanungin mo si client, ano yung meaning niya ng happy? Ano yung itsura nun para sa kanya, mas magkakaroon ka ng idea kung paano magdi-design. Mas magiging madali sa'yo. Diba? Kasi naging problem ko rin yan before eh. Ang pinapagawa ko lang, lista lang siya ng tatlong ano, tawag dito, tatlong emotions or feelings na gusto mong makita sa logo mo. So medyo nahihirapan ako doon. Kasi iba-iba nga tayo ng meaning eh, di ba? Yung color ng happy para sa'yo, maybe color yellow. Yung color ng happy para sa akin, maybe color orange. Di ba? So we need to understand through communication din, in real-life communication with our clients para mas maintindihan natin kung paano tayo mas makakapag-design ng tama.
Yep, totally agree.
Yun. Tapos ito naman, no, typically, when we are doing graphic design, ano yung pinaka, or ano yung mga purposes of communication with your design?
For me, as I mentioned earlier, you want people to support your cause or to support your brand. So, yung purpose ng communication ko is to persuade. Mm-hmm. To persuade talaga. Like, I want to persuade people to support a cause or I want people to buy this brand, buy this product. Pero, of course, there are other purposes of graphic design communication eh, because aside from persuading, sometimes we also want to entertain. So, yung mga comics na yes. nakikita natin, sobrang entertaining. Mm-hmm. And then, meron din tayong we want to inform. So, lalo na nitong nagka-pandemic, yung mga social media posts nila, IATF, super helpful. Ayan. So, madaming purpose si design. So, those are the three from the top of my head. To persuade, to entertain, and to inform.
Pero, importante rin kasi yun when you're doing graphic design. Eh, no? Tsaka kung anong industry yung meron. Lalo na kung ano yung gusto mo. Do you want to educate people or you just want to entertain them? Diba? Kasi yun nga, again, very objective ang ano, ang graphic design. If you're a graphic artist, it's subjective. Pero if you're a graphic designer, be very objective. You have to follow kung ano yung nasa design brief or ano yung, ano ba yung gusto mong mangyari. Kaya nga, do you also believe ba na ano, bago tayo mag-create ng graphic design, we should create a brand strategy or even marketing strategy for our brands?
I super agree with that because that's also one of the services that I offer din. Bilang na mix na and match na nga yung aking experiences and skills. So I believe na super helpful for a brand or for a graphic designer to have a strategy first before starting. Lalo na if the job is a brand guideline or a, as in the brand logo, brand visual feel from the start. You need to have a strategy. Kasi kailangan mo talaga kilalanin ano ba yung gusto mong ma-create before, you know, before even creating. Kasi masasabi mo naman madaming magandang logo design talaga na pwede sa isang business. Pero isa lang yung mag-fit talaga sa criteria nung business na yun eh. So, kaya importante, and I super agree na you need to have a brand strategy at the very start. Either yung client mo may brand strategy na, or you find a teammate or a partner to help you with it, or kung tayo mismo marunong na, we need to start with, you know, having a series of guide questions, reading the design brief, and then, you know, formulating our own strategy. Kasi dyan din minsan na we're looking, minsan na experience natin sa habang nagde-design tayo, isang oras nang nasa white canvas ng Photoshop. Pag wala tayong strategy, parang we have no way to start kasi. Yeah. Pero at least, pag may brand strategy tayo, at least we can start kahit with a color or with a symbol. And then once we start kasi, sometimes the ideas just flow. Or minsan, you know, minsan may term dyan, my hands just move, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Tapos makita mo gumaganda yung design mo. Basta ang mahalaga, you have a starting point. Yeah. And, you know, having that visual brand strategy or, you know, just that general design strategy to begin with is already a big help.
Yeah. Ang tawag ko nga dyan, it's either you do it right or you do it twice. Meaning, kumbaga parang syempre pag wala ka pang strategy, di ba? Gumawa ka ng design mo or ng logo mo. Tapos bigla mo na-realize na, ay, hindi pala ito yung gusto ko. Eh, establish ka na brand. Parang ito na yung kilala ng tao, yung logo mo na yun. Kumbaga parang, gagawin mo siya ulit. Gagawa ka ng panibago. Magre-rebrand ka. Maybe yun yung reason ng ibang mga, ano, ibang mga brand to rebrand. No, hindi naman, hindi ko sinasabing mali yung mag-rebrand, ha? Kumbaga parang, as much as possible, you make it, ano na talaga, you make it right na sa simula na meron ka ng mga strategy before creating those things. Kasi ano, sa mga designs natin, doon nagkakaroon ng perception yung mga tao eh. Diba? Yung communicate, ayun nga eh, diba? Communication pa rin eh. Nako-communicate natin yung message natin sa mga tao through our designs na ginagamit. Ngayon, pag iba yung perception nila because of your design sa gusto mong perception, medyo nagkakaroon ng miscommunication. Na gusto mo happy sila pero hindi pang happy yung binibigay mong message sa kanila or design sa kanila. Nagkakaroon na ng maling perception.
Pero yun, in terms of rebranding, actually, it can also be a marketing strategy for the brand. So actually, ano siya, kaya parang whole new topic din siya. Kasi may ibang brand na they're actually doing rebranding so that they can create a new hype again, mm-hmm, and to bring a new life sa ano nila, sa brand nila. Kasi if we're going to, for example, use Coca-Cola as a sample, sobrang tagal na ng company. So, kailangan, they need to think of ways to become fresh again. Pero Coca-Cola is a good company in terms of rebranding. Kung makikita natin, yung logos nila, dahil may strategy sila, hindi lumalayo masyado from the brand strategy and from the brand personality, yung mga nagiging bagong logos nila. So yan, Coca-Cola is actually a good case study for designers then, like if they get rebranding projects. Yeah. Pero yun, parang we'll see kapag sobrang iba kasi yung logo mo from the first logo to the next logo, it can also confuse your consumers.
Yeah.
Parang inaano mo na, hindi mo na kinikilala yung original consumers mo kapag naging sobrang iba kasi si first logo, yeah, mo tsaka si second logo mo. So, pero yun, medyo nag-iba tayo ng topic. Napunta tayo sa rebranding.
Pero magandang topic ngayon actually. Pinaplan ko nga rin na magkaroon ng ganyang topic yung rebranding. Kasi from last year ata tapos until now, maraming mga big companies ang nagre-rebrand. Pero same pa rin naman ang itsura. Hindi lumalayo yung communication design nila sa previous nila. Kumbaga parang dinadagdagan lang nila yung audience nila instead of naghahanap ng ibang audience. Ganun. So magandang ano yun, maghahanap tayo ng guest for that in the next episodes. Pero anyway, when doing graphic design naman, ano yung mga... Or what are some ways that you ensure that your designs communicate well?
For me, research talaga. Research before you start, and you know, to connect the previous question, research and then formulate a strategy so that you're although you're not 100% sure na tama lahat, pero if you have the data to back you up, mm-hmm, you can't go too wrong. hindi naman siya magiging sobrang mali ka basta may data ka. So data is your friend, Google is our friend, mm-hmm, ganyan. So it's really before designing, doing prior research, if yung client mo is somehow ano na well-known brand na, then you look back on what they did. Pwede nating i-Google ano ba, parang yung tinatawag na brand listening. We do brand listening. Mm-hmm. We research, so how did their audience take this move na ginawa nila during this time? Nagustuhan ba? Hindi nagustuhan? Para iwasan mo na, syempre, pag hindi nagustuhan. So, yun, it's really researching to before designing and creating that strategy para the output or the series of outputs will be able to communicate the right message.
Yun. So ano talaga, kumbaga mix and match din talaga siya na based on your research, paano mo magagawa yung mga design? Parang ganun yung nangyayari. No? Hindi siya talaga yung, ito yung gusto ko talagang kulay eh. Ito yung favorite color ko eh. Kaya kasi minsan may mga ganyang client, di ba? Na pagtatanungin mo anong color yung gusto niya for her brand. Unang-una, siguro wag mong tatanungin yung client mo ng kung anong gusto niyang color. Kasi ikaw yung ngayon designer, ikaw yung bahala doon, di ba? So ganun dapat siya nag-work. You have to create or do research to back you up, di ba? Para meron ka talagang namamatch para sa communication mo, sa design mo. Ito magandang question to for you, Jem. Perfect question to. Anong mga skills yung kailangan mo to have or to be a graphic designer?
For me, sa soft skills muna, as I mentioned earlier, you need to be open-minded to all sorts of things. You need to, you know, open your mind to all kinds of ideas. Although may tinatawag din tayong prinsipyo, syempre may mga bagay talaga na hindi natin tatanggapin, pero it's about filtering that those personal principles and what we want to create. Like, lalo na to, when we're recording this, it's the election period here in the Philippines. So that's how you filter na you research, you get all these ideas, and then that's before you decide who will you design for or which client will you take. Are you aligned in terms of your vision or your ideas? So I think at the start, you need to be open-minded and learn about a lot of things. Then you build your own boundaries with yourself. So that's the first. Research skills are also valuable skills. When I was a student, akala ko yung mga research thesis na yan pang school lang. Pero somehow meron actually siyang practical uses in real life. So aside from research and then keeping an open mind, that also leads you to being a lifelong learner, as Sir Roland has always mentioned. Na for me, as a creative, we need to be lifelong learners. We need to somehow become sponges to absorb a lot of things. Pero syempre, we're a living sponge. So syempre, tanggalin natin yung mga gusto natin, mga hindi natin gusto, yung mga hindi nag-align sa sarili nating principles. Filtering. Yeah, we filter din. Pero, you know, we absorb first then we filter. Kasama na rin actually sa researching and reading is, you know, just to keep updated with what's happening, with the trends, you know. So, yun.
Okay. So, magandang mga different skills na dapat meron tayo mga graphic designer. So, hindi siya optional. So, dapat meron tayo mga ganyan. Pero, ito naman, no, speaking of being a freelancer or graphic designer, madalas ay nagkakaroon ng mga creative blocks, di ba? So, hindi natin may iwasan yung mga yan. Pero ikaw, personally, Jem, how do you unleash your creativity lalo na pag nagkakaroon ka ng mga creative block?
So, for me, actually, pag nagkaka-creative block ako, I'm very lucky na, you know, I have friends na designers din. And then I can ask for their inputs. Pero I also got a tip from one of my professors in college na every day, you need to, kung kaya mo, if you can spend 10 minutes just looking for designs. So, pwedeng mag-visit ng Behance or DeviantArt or other social media sites na may art, we just take 10 minutes and then look at the design, and then in our head, we think, is this a good design or is this a bad design? By feeding your mind all these things, subconsciously, you are able to absorb it eh. So, lumalabas siya kapag nag-create ka na. Yung mga, kumbaga yung mga bala na kinuha mo on that 10 minute every day, nagsiserve siya as ingredient when you're creating. So, you know, for me, to unleash creativity is it's finding inspiration from other people din talaga. My friends, from other designers. And then, I think it's also looking back at, you know, just researching and then what a client might need from me. Tapos yun, parang iniisip ko lang, so pag ako yung kinuha niyang designer, ano kaya yung, paano ko kaya siya matutulungan? So it's always about thinking about how can you help. And for me personally, that's how I make my mind, you know, become creative. It's really about, for me, one of the things that motivate me is being able to help people. So when I think about helping people, and then, you know, nakocombine siya sa creativity ko, I think that's how I practice creativity. That's how I'm able to unleash it, eh, by thinking how I can help talaga.
So actually, we're nearing to our end of the episode, Jem. Lastly na lang, no, what's your advice to creatives and designers out there?
So my advice to creatives and designers out there is, first, don't give up if you're experiencing hardships. So gaya ng kinwento ko kanina, it's never an easy path. Meron talagang haharang at haharang sa path natin, na sa success na gusto natin. But we have to just coax ourselves na we can do this. Let's take a step forward. Or kung talagang hindi na kaya mag-step forward, pagod na, magpahinga lang kayo. Just take a rest. Don't give up na talagang hindi ka tapusan ng mundo. So always have hope. You know, ang creativity and, you know, design, for me, it comforts me to know that it's an industry that's widely needed by all the other industries. So hindi tayo mawawalan ng work. And for me, where I am right now, I have proven that there is money in being creative, in being a designer. We just need to have a strategy to know who are the people who will pay us to do what we do. So my advice is really just don't give up, and then just find, as Sir Roland has mentioned, find a mentor and find people who will support you. Find a role model. Who do you admire? And, you know, you can reach out to them and ask them for some tips, like what I did, you know, back in high school, that I was really, it was really just a random thing na nagandahan lang ako sa gawa niya. And then, you know, we were able to become friends, and she was able to share with me, you know, her course, the subjects that she's taking. And then, you know, it helped me in ultimately deciding in what course I would take for college. And then keep an open mind, as I've mentioned. You need, the world is ever changing. Nobody, for example, this pandemic, nobody expected that this would happen just like that. It felt like parang snap of a finger lang, nag-iba bigla yung mundo, di ba? Nag-iba bigla yung new normal. So being open-minded, it helps us to become flexible and to adapt, you know, to what's happening. So we need to be open-minded and then be flexible, and then be lifelong learners. Because lalo na the new debate is on artificial intelligence and how in the future the artificial intelligence will be the new designers. But will they really be the new designers? Will they be able to learn the nuances of the human brains that, of course, we experience? Like, gaya nga ng mga pinag-usapan sa episode na to, na yung color red niya, iba-iba yung interpretation ng mga tao. Would the artificial intelligence really ever be able to differentiate? So, it's really, you have to keep on learning. Nag-evolve si artificial intelligence, but the good thing about people is we also learn and evolve. So, yun. Yun yung wow, mga ilang pieces of advice na mabibigay ko.
That's a great way to end yung episode natin, Jem. Grabe dahil kung nakuha dun sa mga advice mo na yun. Ha. Galing nun. Where can people find you online?
So, they can follow me on LinkedIn, Jem Bocalbos. They can, I have a website, jemmarian.com, jemmarian.com. I also have a Facebook page, so fb.com/jemmariebocalbos. There.
And so thank you so much, Jem, for guesting sa ating episode today.
You're very welcome. And ulitin ko lang, natuwa din ako, and I'm really very happy to be here. Sobrang nakakatuwa yung ganitong conversations lang na we're having a casual conversation, pero nakakatuwa kasi may marami tayong natututunan sa isa't isa. Talagang may exchanges of ideas talaga.
Yeah, kung ano talaga siya, ano, pang-conversation talaga. Tsaka hopefully nagustuhan din ng mga listeners natin yung ganitong conversation. And guys, if you have a topic in mind na gusto nyong mapag-usapan natin sa mga susunod na episodes, let us know sa comment section, or you can leave us a review kung saan man kayo nanonood or nakikinig ng ating podcast for today. Yeah, so it's great having you on the podcast, Jem. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. And if you like this episode, support the show by sharing it with your family and friends. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on other major platforms. This is Creative Incubator, a safe space for you to hatch and unleash your creativity. See you on the next episode.